Welcome to Carefully Reckless, a production of iHeartRadio and The Black Effect. Oh shit, we back on the air. Welcome back to another Carefully Reckless episode with your girl, Jess Hilarious. And listen, grab your tea, grab your halls, because it's story time. Look, so I'm scrolling through Instagram, and on my Explore page, because y'all know I don't follow nobody, which is fine, so don't ask me, because I never will. And I see a little girl. Now, she is overweight. I'm just going to say it. I'm not going to say her name, because I don't want people to further bully her, because I know the internet is very cruel. The world we live in today is cruel as fuck, right? But I see it, and I have a concern, okay? Now, she's not even six yet, but she is big. Like, she's fat. She's, like, obese for her age. You understand what I'm saying? And her parents dress her in all types of nice clothes, and she's very cute little chubby cheek little baby, right? Now, and I love it. I go through the comments because that's just what we do. We nosy. I know I'm gonna see some disrespectful shit under this baby picture. You know what I mean? But it wasn't. So I can tell her parents or whoever runs the page, they do good with filtering out negative comments, right? So I come to this one and I see this may have been like an avid follower of them, like this is a genuine fan of this baby, right? And she keeps up with the page because she called the girl her niece. Now, you know, when there are internet babies, we adopt them. Like, I've adopted so many internet kids. Like, I don't know if y'all are familiar with like Byron Baxter, but I love the Baxter family. Like, that's like my little nephew. I've adopted him from the internet, right? So I call him nephew. Now, people do this shit all over the world, so understand, this lady was not even being negative. She said something along the lines of, can we stop dressing my niece in these tight clothes? If, you know, she's already like, you know, a little big and it's not okay. Y'all need to get her in like some type of physical activity or something to run off, you know, a lot of the pounds and shit like that, you know, but it was, and it was, that's not verbatim, but it was more of a concern than an insult. You understand? Like, she wasn't bullying this girl, right? The fucking parent commented back and was like, bitch, do I tell you how to raise your kids? And this is a fucking child and y'all need to mind y'all fucking business and all of that. And for me, I had to stop myself because I was really about to comment to the mom like, this is a fucking concern. Do you not look at your daughter and see that there is something wrong? Like, do you feel like there is nothing wrong with her weight? That shit really hurt my feelings to see like what she's gonna have to go through in school, because she has to go to school, which she's gonna have to go through in her future life if they don't change it right now. There's no fucking reason that she should be fucking, she looks like she's about, what, 65, 70 pounds, and she's fucking five? You understand what I'm saying? And then I go further, do more research, and I see her parents, and they the most two fit motherfuckers I've ever seen. How is the mom my size? I'm talking about fit. Look like she run 12 miles a day. And the dad, he's nice, nice and built. You know what I'm saying? Like, he don't have no muscles or nothing, but he ain't walking around all fat and shit. And I think that's very unfair. That's very fucking unfair. So that brings me to Carefully Reckless discussion. Now, look, that was the end of story time. I have a guest here with me today, my sister, Varshe. Say what's up.
What's up, y'all? What's going on? I'm here on Carefully Reckless with the one y'all love, Jess Hilarious.
Yeah, look, y'all ain't gonna look. Now, she usually be like, yo, where the hoes at? I don't know why she ain't say that. Cause I was like, nah, she all soft spoken and cute now. I'm not gonna edit it out. Say it.
Yo, where the hoes at?
All right, cool. Now, listen, I know that you've been on your weight loss journey, you know, for a while. You were trying to lose weight for a while. You felt like you wasn't doing it. But what helped you lose your weight?
Well, it all started when you fired me and I couldn't afford to buy food anymore. So I just started losing weight.
Damn.
Hold up. So this is not. You funny shit. No, I did fire her, y'all. If just in case y'all forgot who Varshe was, that's my sister who told y'all that I had surgery and shit. And I ain't asked her to do that dumbass shit. And y'all wouldn't have never known if she ain't say shit. But now I had surgery. So yeah, now.
But you look good, though. Thank you, Dr. Nipenta.
And you look good too now. But how you lose weight?
So it was actually a mistake. Well, I'm not going to say losing weight was a mistake. Mm-hmm. I decided to go green for 30 days.
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah.
I went green for 30 days, okay. And I lost 19 pounds in that 30 days.
Damn. Okay.
And I was just like, oh, shit.
Now, explain going green, because, you know, a lot of people are like, what's that? Like, you smoke weed? Like, what?
Yeah, definitely not that kind of green.
Never have.
Never. So, going green for me, I ate a lot of greenery. I ate a lot of salads. Mm-hmm. I ate a lot of green vegetables. Mm-hmm. I did a lot of smoothies and juices, mm-hmm. like mm-hmm. cold pressed juices, like stuff that didn't have a whole lot of sugar in it. But basically just going green, eating a whole bunch of green leafy stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
I did that for 30 days, lost the 19 pounds. Boom. Was like, all right, let me go try to put some chicken up on the salad.
Oh,
try to put some the rotisserie chicken from Sam's Club. I know y'all know about that. That absolutely. Shit be smack.
It'd be so good.
Used to be. I don't know what it tastes like anymore. But right. I put some of that on my salad mm-hmm. and it made me sick instantly. And that 30 days, my body detoxed itself from meat.
Oh, okay.
So then I ended up becoming a vegetarian because it was out of my system for that 30 days and my body just rejected it.
So you wasn't even trying to become a vegetarian.
Like I was
so,
not.
So that's why you said it was by mistake.
Yeah.
Okay, okay. So you never told me that. You did tell me that you did that 30 day shit, but I didn't know. I just thought you didn't want to eat meat no more. You just literally, that was just supposed to be like a cleanse and you thought you was going to go back to that shit.
Yeah, it was a sole mistake. My body was like, oh, bitch, we ain't fucking with that shit.
We ain't used to that shit no more.
Like, what is that? And honestly, that 30 days, it got rid of so many impurities in my body. Mm-hmm. I felt good.
Yeah.
Like my knees felt better.
Yeah.
Like my skin got clear.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like I felt more well rested. Mm-hmm. Just everything.
So it gave you a burst of energy as well.
It gave me a big burst of energy.
And the thing about like meat and shit. Okay. So guys, I don't know if I told y'all. Well, a lot of y'all see if y'all are avid Jess Hilarious watchers that I'm trying to cross over to vegan. But I'm still like pescatarian because, you know, I still want that source of protein, which I know you can get other places. And, you know, I know you don't have to eat meat to get your protein.
Definitely
but
get it from some nut.
You know what? You said you can definitely get it from a nut.
Oh, yeah.
All right, bitch. Well, I want the salmon protein, okay? Pescatarian is just seafood. But I eventually will be vegan. That is my goal to be vegan because I want to get rid of dairy. I want to get rid of fish eventually and all that. But I stopped eating red meat about 6 months ago, so I haven't had steak. I haven't had burgers. And, yep,
no
6 months ago, no lamb. What? Actually, lamb is not a cow, but it's close enough, and I ain't been eating that shit either.
But it's red.
Red meat. So no red meat. Ooh. And I eat chicken
queen.
From time to time as long as it's baked. I eat it from time to time. Remember, I couldn't live without wings. But you got to think about it because meat, it's so many hormones. And, like, you get all of that shit. And just like you know how we have different mood swings. We have, like, humans have diseases. It's all types of, like, all types of impurities already in our body. That shit happens in animals, too. So you're eating all the stress from a cow that probably, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, all the different things that they go through. We don't understand that we're eating that shit. Like, pigs, chicken, like, all that shit, they go through shit, too. We are eating their stress. We're eating their hormones, all the issues that they're going through. Like, animals get stressed out.
You honestly don't know what they're being fed.
Exactly.
So all of that stuff that the people that are, I don't even know, not a breeding them, but
yeah,
you know what I mean.
I know what you
that
mean.
That are maintaining or raising these animals. Mm-hmm. You don't know what diet they're feeding
exactly.
them.
And although the packs of meat say grass fed and all that shit, organic, you really
is
don't
it really
fucking know
what it is.
You do not know. So that's why you have to be careful when you're eating these things. And listen, like, back to the little girl that I was mentioning in the story time, I feel like if they just change her diet and put her in something physical for sure, but your diet and things that you eat, like your eating habits, yo, she can really lose that weight right now while she's still so young. First of all, how the fuck did it all get on her? Because they got baby pictures when she was smaller. Like, that shit didn't happen like, oh, she got big people in her family and shit, we just naturally big. Hell no. Uh-uh. So they need to change her diet habit. I mean, like, her dietary right now, like, they need to change her eating habits because she has a YouTube channel where they have her doing mukbangs. Now, listen, a mukbang is where, like, you sit and you eat all you can eat. Like, you just eat food. People do that shit for money. And I know that her parents are getting a nice check and she's going to be a rich little baby. But she...
If she make it.
If she makes it. She's going to be a rich, unhealthy child.
And not, you know, not trying to be ignorant or anything.
No.
But, you know... That's very serious.
No, we're not trying to be ignorant. No, that's
children
true.
Children out here having heart attacks and everything.
Yes.
Having clogged arteries diabetes stuff.
As a child. Mm-hmm. You know, and it happens. Like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? Like, so we need to change that shit. And then I know when she goes to the doctors, because they keep her upright. And I'm not saying they don't love her. They love her. I know she goes to the doctors. And what the fuck are the doctors saying? Because I know that they have, like, BMI charts. So, like, what the fuck? Like, I know that her doctors are concerned. we're concerned. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And it's not even bullying. It's not good to normalize obesity, especially not in no goddamn children. It really is not.
But honestly, I feel like, I mean, granted, this little girl is clearly obese, but I feel like those BMI charts, they need new charts altogether. Mm-hmm. For those who don't know what a BMI is, it's the body mass index.
Okay.
And these are the charts that were created by Europeans. I feel like they are created by Europeans for Europeans.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they go by your height. And they feel like if you're a certain height, you need to be this weight. I'm 5'10". And at 5'10", standing 5'10", they feel like I'm supposed to be like between 130 and 140 pounds.
Mm.
I'm going to look sick.
That's skinny as fuck.
Very skinny. My clavicle's going to be sticking out. Like, yeah. I'm not trying to look like that.
Yeah.
I don't want to look like that. I feel like they should change the charts. I feel like they should have a BMI chart for European people. I feel like they should have a BMI chart for Asian people. And I feel like they should have a BMI chart for African-American
and
every other race. You guys get where I'm going with it.
Yeah, for sure. Because, you know, different races of people are built like different ways. You know what I'm saying? White people are naturally thinner. Like they're born like straight up and down, like the Wash Boys, you know, like the Iron Boys and shit. Like not, you know, that's why all of them getting surgery, you know, but I'm sorry. It is what it is. And then, you know, Black people, we're born thicker, you know, curvier, you know, all of us aren't born, you know, we come in different sizes and shapes and forms. Every race does, but typically, you know, we're born with thicker features.
Look, as Black people call it, we born big boned.
Hey, yo, not everybody. Hey, yo, yo, we just naturally curvier, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, we, you know, and then Asians, they born short and, you know, boxy a little bit. You know what I'm saying? I'm not. Like a box of rice.
Yeah.
You said like a box of rice.
Fried rice.
The success rice. Hey, yo, my sister said, I didn't say this because I have an Asian fan base.
I had an Asian roommate.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Sue.
Yes.
Sue, yeah, yeah, she had an Asian roommate. So you can talk about them. Yeah, she was like an African-Asian, African-American-Asian. That bitch was not Asian at all. Right. She'd be like, Shay, what the fuck you doing tonight, bitch? I'd be like, oh, shit, right. Okay. But they're born, you know, each race is born different. You know, they have their own, like, fucking body mass. So, yeah, I think you are definitely right. You're definitely getting at something there. If you love me, you'll listen to this commercial, and then we'll be right back. I just really would love for us to stop normalizing, you know, obesity. Let's take it to Big Pun. He died from a heart attack. He was huge.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He died from that. That's the reality of it. That's like the end all be all. You can lose your fucking life. All that fat built up around your fucking heart, your clogged arteries.
Yeah.
Then it's wear and tear on your knees. It can stop limbs from working. It's bad, you know? So that's why I really want them to see what we see when they look at their daughter enough to help her, not to, you know what I'm saying? Like, cause you can't beat the world. You know what I'm saying?
They need to take their daughter to my doctor because my doctor, I felt like my doctor had me on scared street. I went in there.
You understand?
And they said, you're morbidly obese. And I'm like, morbid? When I hear morbid, I think of death.
Yeah.
So that right there was enough to scare me because I'm just like, damn, I was 260 pounds.
I didn't even notice that.
Yeah, because I was tall.
Right.
So like when I look back at pictures, I was like, damn, I'm like a fucking Teletubby in this bitch. Like, but when I look back, I'm just like, damn, I never want to be that again. But honestly, it was what the doctor said to me that made me want to lose the weight. Or maybe not really. I ain't gonna say want to lose it, but get more serious about what I was eating because I was on a seafood diet. I see it. I eat it. I see it. I eat it.
Oh,
and then
shit, okay.
When I was on the road with you. You eat every fucking thing.
Yeah.
But then you have that high ass. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, back then. And then you had that high ass metabolism.
Yeah, 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 for sure.
I'm not built.
And I
like
was trying. Yeah, I was trying to gain weight. Remember, you was trying to lose it. I was trying to gain it. And I couldn't gain the shit.
You had all these fucking chefs coming, preparing all this good food.
Good ass food, bitch. I know.
All this fatty shit that is just going in you and just being burned up and going in me and just sitting on me. But that goes to what you're saying. Like you're saying, every race is different, but every body is different as well. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you can go to a buffet and eat tons of food and literally gain 1 pound. I can go to a buffet. I can eat the same amount of food that you've eaten and I can literally be sitting there 10 pounds in 1 week and it just sits on me. It disperses throughout my body differently and it sits and it sticks. And those fat cells, it disperses differently.
Right.
And my body's not burning it the way that your body or the way that someone else's body is burning it. And obviously with this baby girl, it's not burning at all.
Well, we don't even know what the fuck they're doing to help her burn it. Maybe they ain't doing shit. You know what I'm saying? And she's so young. So babies have energy. Like she got probably more energy than me and you. So it'll be nothing. It'll be easier for her to lose that shit right now. You know what I mean? Like, I just think it will. Like, it's not good. And it bothers me that her mom is so defensive to concerns. All right, stop posting her then. But that's how she make her money. She's animated, beautiful little girl. Like, has a nice, great personality. She's so cute. But it's like, I really would love to. Like, even with Lizzo, you feel me? Like, when she first came out, I got, you know, the fat people, they canceled me because they said I was fat shaming. No, it's the difference between fat shaming and being concerned. And just, you know what I'm saying? Like the lady on Good Morning America had said something and they fucking fired her. I think if I'm not mistaken, somebody had said something about Lizzo. Like, but why are we applauding her being fat? Doesn't she, like, isn't she more prone to like diseases where she can die? She can die from or
congestive heart failure.
You know what I'm saying? All of that shit. And they fired that lady. You know what I'm saying? Because also she was white too. So it's like, oh, you picking on her and she black and you white. Oh, yeah, you gotta go. But no, if you really look at what the fuck she was saying, she wasn't coming at her. She wasn't bullying her. She was saying what the fuck needed to be said and it's the truth. And Lizzo has been losing weight, which is great. But when she first came out, you know, she was just like, I'm comfortable in my skin. And Like, I mean, shorty got upset with me to the point where I jumped in her DM and I did apologize to her. And she ain't say nothing. Like, she was being smart and shit. And I was like, all right, bitch, I'm only fucking apologizing because I don't want you to feel like I hate all fucking fatties.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I don't hate fat people, you know? I love fat people. They comfortable. You can, you know, they're warm. You know, you can lay on them. All that type of shit.
Cancellation number 1600 coming.
But at the same time, you know, you can do shit with them that you can't do with skinny people, you know? And, you know, they block you good. All types of shit, you know? So I love... No, I'm joking, y'all. Nah, y'all know this can't be reckless. But no, real shit. I felt like that lady was fired for no reason. Now, she could have issued an apology, but then what am I apologizing for? I meant what the fuck I said. I'm more concerned about this singer than it seems like y'all are fucking... just scared to say anything because everything is so sensitive now. No, it's not healthy to be fat. It ain't even about being cute. Bitch, it's about being healthy. It's not healthy to be obese. Okay, fat, all right now, but obese? And she knows that as well. That's why the fuck she losing that weight. You know what I'm saying?
Some people actually can't help it. Some people actually, it's just genetic.
Yeah.
And they can't help it. But other people, like baby girl, obviously it's not genetic if you look at her parents.
Right. So that if it was genetic, I do understand. Like Nutty Professor, even though that's fake, all of them big as shit. You know what I'm saying? But it's real life families like that. Yo, I know, yo, my sister's over here looking so cringy like, yo, you are, oh my God. No, real shit though, for real. For real. All right. And then lastly, what I'm going to say before we get the fuck up out of here, my 600 pound life. Y'all need to watch that show. That doctor on there, yo, he the most realest doctor ever. Now, he be making the motherfuckers lose that weight. Like, listen.
That show is just terrible.
It's sad. It's sad. Like, but it's needed.
People be on there being washed with sticks, with sponges on the end.
Exactly.
That's crazy. That show, I watched it one time. And I'm not a TV watcher, but I watched it once. And I was just like, this shit is sickening. I can't watch this.
Yeah. Yeah.
You have to have a strong stomach.
Yeah.
That show is not for the weak.
Speaking of stomachs. Yeah, and it's fucking crazy. And like the doctors say on the show, he'll ask them, how did you let yourself get this big? Like, I really want to know. I'm not making fun of you. How the fuck did you let yourself get this big? Like, you know, and they tell him or whatever. And a lot of, yo, most of the people, it's not genetics. They literally eat their way out their house. They eat. They didn't have enablers around them. Like, the doctor be getting mad with the family too. Like, yo, what do you mean y'all buy her 16 pieces a day? Oh, because she gets mad at us and she... Yo, he literally looked at one lady and she was like, I didn't eat today. They didn't feed me today, because he instructed them like, no, she gets small proportions of meals. She only getting 3 meals a day. No, it's no way that this lady supposed to be eating 16 fucking times a day. This was a real episode, I'm telling you. And the lady got upset with her. But you know, you gonna get up and sit on me or beat me up? You can't even get up. That's the fucking problem.
Damn.
You understand? So where'd you find that? That's funny as shit. Yo, so not the fat part funny, but the damn.
Damn. All right,
so, so the lady got there, you know, they got to see him every couple weeks or whatever. So she got there and her sister was there with her and she was mad. So he was like, why are you angry today? And she was like, because she didn't let me eat. She ain't let me eat. And I feel like this is bad and it and this selfish. I would never deprive anybody of food.
What race were they?
They were white. Yo, she was like, yo, the doctor looked right in her face and was like, you think that you honestly can't miss a meal? You can miss a couple more. You don't have to eat for a couple weeks and you'll be fine. I was like, exactly. She cried right there. And he was like, listen, you want change, but you don't want to change yourself. You don't want to work for the change. You want to be this big for the rest of your life? She's like, no, but not eating is not going to change anything. He said it's going to change everything. Because my 600-pound life, they have to have surgery, but they have to lose a certain amount of weight before they're able to get the surgery.
That's where it goes back to the BMI.
Okay.
You have to be a certain BMI to even get on the table.
Yeah.
Unless it's an emergency surgery.
Yeah, yeah. No, for sure, for sure. No, seriously. They even fucking do that shit for the surgery that I got. They do that shit for BBLs. They do that shit. Like, if you're too big, they'll make you come down, lose pounds and shit, and then make sure your heart rate is good, and then they'll do the shit on you. And then, you know, another thing, even if you get surgery, I'm letting y'all know this shit, even if you get surgery, you can still go back to how the fuck you were.
If you don't maintain it.
If you don't maintain it. That's why a lot of girls go back for their third and fourth and fifth fucking time. Like Cardi said it. No, bitch, I'm too lazy to get in the gym. I'm going to have a lipo after this baby, after the next baby. And I had lipo after Culture was born. I don't give a fuck. I am, like, some people are just there.
It is what it is.
Yeah. You know, if you got the money to do it and you don't want to work out, you don't want to dedicate that, you know, with her being on the road, her schedule probably doesn't permit it because she's a mom as well. She says she would never hire a fucking nanny. She's probably too busy to do the shit. Listen. Others feel other ways, you know what I'm saying? But like, even with surgery, you have to eat right, you have to stay physically active, you have to do a lot to maintain your body. That's where I got my fucking six pack, nigga. That's why my body still looks good. No, not because, oh, I got the BBL fucking four or five fucking years ago. No, that's not why
you
my body
always
still
had a fucking
good.
Six pack anyway.
Yeah, like just being fit, you know. That's what I want to let y'all know. This was more informative than anything today. I would like for y'all, man, just take care of yourselves. Take care of yourselves and even y'all fucking children, because they can be unhealthy and you can help change their lives. That little girl has no control over that shit right now. But she's going to be one angry fucking kid if she grows up, or one angry grown woman if they don't get her help. You know what I'm saying? And she like, yo, y'all really let me get that fucking big and now I got to live with this shit and y'all look good as a motherfucker. Y'all look like a fitness couple. Fuck wrong with y'all.
You only
know?
Get one body and you need to take care of the one that you have. Mm-hmm. And she's a minor. She doesn't know any better.
Yeah.
So her parents need to make sure they take care of her until she's old enough to take care of her damn self.
Yep, basically. All in a nutshell. And just like that, we come to the end of Carefully Reckless episode. Make sure y'all tune in next week. Say bye, Shay.
Peace out, Sean.
Peace out, hoes. I love y'all. And in my deepest Pam voice, peace. Carefully Reckless is a production of iHeartRadio and The Black Effect. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.